Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinya Ozitsky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Tikvang Depopsenam about two different kinds of nirvana. Enjoy! Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Tikvang Depopsenam, 10,017, November 12, 2019, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. There are two different kinds of nirvana. One is the limited nirvana and the other the unlimited nirvana, which is what we call the ultimate nirvana. The limited nirvana can be used while we have a form. It means that all the images which have a form are always changing. So, whenever the particular cause and relations are finished, they disappear. At the same time, that cause and relationship appear and disappear again. Hence, this nirvana is limited. But this limited nirvana is actually very important in our present life. It means that according to our present mind and actions, we can enjoy this nirvana while alive. This nirvana makes our minds comfortable, regardless of whatever situations we find ourselves in. Irregardless of whether they are negative or even if difficulties arise, our minds can always have peace. With any situation that appears, we will not get caught by and suffer because of it. Rather, we can eliminate the mind of the three poisons. Thus, we will not create negative karma. Simultaneously, we will not be caught by the four images or show off how important we are. We always have a humble mind without being in conflict with others. At the same time, any work we do will benefit others. All the laws, especially the law of the Dharma and phenomena, can be seen very clearly and therefore thoroughly realized. Then we can give the correct teaching to others and help them to live life wisely. So we must always build virtue and help others to benefit from us. When we enter the unlimited nirvana upon passing away, we will not be caught by the six paths of samsara. Rather, we will choose any one among the six paths of samsara in order to save all sentient beings. Also, according to a certain moment, when the time is right and there is a purpose which we must fulfill, we are then reborn according to our decision. The world-honored one, Sokamuni Buddha, already attained enlightenment and became a Buddha. But he wanted to help all sentient beings and give them the correct teaching, which is the Dharma. This explains why he was born in this world, which is to help all sentient beings emerge from suffering. But in the Nirvana Sutra, Sokamuni Buddha says that he will not be born again. This means that he entered the ultimate nirvana, becoming an absolute Buddha, and so he points this out to us. Hence, when we think about Sokamuni Buddha, he is together with us, protecting all the time. Therefore, even when we see the statue of Buddha, at that moment our mind and feelings are comfortable. In that instant, respect automatically appears from our minds. In that moment, everyone can go beyond badness, which is negativity, and the mind transforms into one of goodness. Hence, automatically, we put our two hands together in Hapchang, giving reverence and respect, so that we receive the protection of Buddha, the Absolute Truth. Wisdom actually appears only in a comfortable and clear mind. This wise mind allows us to carry out actions, which in turn support us to be prosperous. Therefore, everyone can come out of poverty and live a life of prosperity and wisdom. Peace will then be brought to this beautiful globe. Thank you very much, Jikwang Nepopsanim. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jikwang Nepopsanim. I wish you a wonderful, nice, happy, and joyous week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.